Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Obama's crime cleanup crew. You're going to love this breakdown with all the recent declassification news that involves Barack Obama, but in a way that might surprise you. It's a unique take. It is something that you're not hearing probably on any other podcast. We go a level deeper. That's what we do here on The Charlie Kirk Show. Please consider supporting us and supporting us monthly at charliekirk.com/support. This podcast is reaching hundreds of thousands of young people, millions of young people across the country every single month. If you want to help reach more young people with truth, conservative values, consider this a chance for you to help young people love their country again and find meaning in their life. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, hit subscribe, give us those 5-star reviews, and email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Obama's crime cleanup crew, you're going to love this episode. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Everyone loves meat. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people like meat. Americans like meat. Good ranchers. You guys have heard me talk about them before. I put my name behind them because they love their country and they want to make sure that you have the nutrition you need. And you might, look, you might be working two jobs. You might be in school. You might be trying to figure out the right way to get the best products. That's why Good Ranchers exist. They partner directly with the only American ranchers from across the U.S. to bring the highest quality meat right to your door. GoodRanchers.com, you get 100% American-raised beef straight to your door, beef the way it used to be and beef the way it should be. If you get America's best grass-fed beef, it's finished straight to your door. Don't forget that shipping is always free and the taste is always delicious. GoodRanchers.com, 100% American beef, chicken, and more. Support American ranchers, support the American economy, skip the grocery store mystery meat, and buy directly from GoodRanchers.com. Great meals start with Good Ranchers. And get 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered straight to you right now. GoodRanchers.com to find the perfect package for your family. Get the good stuff with Good Ranchers, T-bones, filet, ribeyes, and more. Don't forget, home delivery is always free. GoodRanchers.com delivers your favorite meats right to your door, perfect for grilling out or for dinners at home. Go to GoodRanchers.com to view their all-American beef and chicken packages. Use the promo code Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com right now. Use the promo code Charlie. Save $20 for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. The activist media is intentionally not talking about this story. It's very easy to get confused and to not understand the context and the significance of these recent declassifications. And so I know a lot of you out there are living very busy lives and trying to raise families, and it's hard to remember all the cast of characters involved here. Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Strzok, Page. And how do all these people connect to each other and how do they relate to each other? So yesterday, there is breaking news that the DNI declassifies Brennan's notes, CIA memo on Hillary Clinton stirring up scandal between Trump and Russia. So let's go back in time into 2016. We go back into time into 2016. In the summer of 2016, right near the Republican convention, out of nowhere, there was chatter that started to surface around President Donald Trump allegedly having connections to Russia. In fact, we can go back and we find television clips of Hillary Clinton campaign surrogates starting to talk about Donald Trump is bought and paid for by Russia, or there is meaningful collusion happening on behalf of the Trump campaign in Russia. And it was always very bizarre. It was always so incongruent with the entire election because there were such bigger issues happening in 2016. Go back into 2016. Russia was not at the forefront of any sort of geopolitical conversations. People were mostly focused on Hillary Clinton's campaign or Hillary Clinton's emails. We'll talk about that. But 2016 was a lot about what Donald Trump was going to do if he became president. It was a lot about the economy. It was about the Obama succession. It was about the Obama legacy. And so this conversation about Russia always felt a very strange and very bizarre for those of us that were in the campaign or around the campaign, I should say. And so John Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence, has just declassified a series of documents that revealed that former CIA director John Brennan briefed former President Barack Obama on Hillary Clinton's purported plan to tie then-candidate Donald Trump to Russia as a, quote, means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server. So back in 2016, in the summer of 2016, Hillary Clinton was nervous. She was nervous that a lot of her crimes and a lot of her missteps over the years were going to be revealed by either James Comey, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, possibly investigated, and it might get in the way of her assuming political power. So Hillary Clinton launches a scheme, and we've always conjectured this. We've always knew this with a great deal of certainty, but we never knew this with 100% corroboration. Now we do, thanks to the declassified memo. And so in the summer of 2016, I want to read an NBC News poll. Poll: Clinton maintains big lead as voters doubt Trump's temperament. That is August 16th, 2016. So put yourself in the shoes of the Russian government. The Russian government is not our friend, but they also don't want a geopolitical clash against the United States. The Russian government believes that Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president of the United States. The Russian Federation looks at the same public polling that we do, and they believe that Hillary Clinton is probably going to be elected. And so because of that, when they find intelligence, which they did, that Hillary Clinton was stirring up a story to try to save herself politically, the Russian government immediately shares that information with the Central Intelligence Agency and all of the intelligence agencies basically being run by John Brennan. And so this information gets across John Brennan's desk, which the Hillary Clinton campaign is now calling Russian disinformation, which, of course, we know it's not Russian disinformation because then John Brennan took this information directly to Barack Obama. He took it to Barack Obama and met about it. In fact, we know that based on these declassifications because Brennan and that entire cabal, they memorandize everything. I mean, they go to the restroom, they write a note. I've never seen a group of people that have such incredible detail of documentation of their misdeeds against patriotic Americans. It's incredible. Thank you for giving us the evidence that we have been wanting and needing to prove that you've been trying to stir up nonsense at the highest levels of our government. And so we know this because John Brennan wrote on one of these memos that he met with Obama. And a lot of this is redacted. It's a heavily redacted document. But it says on the 28th of July, he just wrote POTUS, that he met with POTUS. The note reads this: any evidence of collaboration between the Trump campaign plus Russia, Trump campaign plus Russia. And the remainder of the notes are redacted. I'm reading from the Fox News article, which reads JC, probably meaning James Comey, Dennis and Susan, probably meaning Susan Rice. And probably Dennis McDonough, which is the Obama chief of staff. Pretty easy to draw a triangle there between chief of staff, Susan Rice, who is the national security advisor, and James Comey, the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So here's what gets really interesting, though, is so Brennan gets a call from the Russians. Hello, CIA. Oh, hi, Russia. How are you?
Yes, we came across intelligence that Hillary Clinton is trying to sow discord.
What? So basically, they hand over all this intelligence that Hillary Clinton is using Christopher Steele and the Steele dossier to throw a smokescreen grenade so that people stop talking about her emails. Understand, Hillary Clinton was trying to provide cover fire for her misdeeds. She knows she screwed up with the emails. She knows it. She knows that she shouldn't have had a private server. She knows that she shouldn't have deleted the emails, bleach bit them. She knew that she was, quote unquote, dead to rights. In fact, let's go back in time. Let's just refresh our memory of Hillary Clinton and the summer of 2016. Play tape.
I have no idea. That's why we turned it over. What, like with a cloth or something? Well, no. I don't know how it works digitally at all. I do not have any. Ed, I know you want to make a point, and I can just repeat what I have said. In order to be as cooperative as possible, we have turned over the server. They can do whatever they want to with the server to figure out what's there, what's not there. That's for the, you know, people investigating it to try to figure out.
She's so likable. I don't know how she lost. Just amazes me. One of the greatest gifts that Donald Trump has given the Western world is the fact that that woman never became president of the United States. Let me tell you, that's just constant refresher. So you remember back, the entire email scandal was the primary focus against Hillary Clinton, amongst many other things, the tarmac meeting, all sorts of other things. But Hillary Clinton and her team decided they needed some cover fire. And what was their cover fire? Christopher Steele and the Steele dossier. I actually think that it's a lot more nuanced than just saying that every single person involved had an equal amount of participation in this kind of effort to destroy Donald Trump. I actually think some people might have be a little bit less complicit than others, and some people might be more complicit than others. Peter Strzok, for example, might have a completely different involvement than Barack Obama or Susan Rice. I want to build that out. But as I'm reading this, and I'm reading all of these, this incredibly incriminating evidence against Hillary Clinton, where we know that she hired GPS through her law firm, Perkins Coie, with the ex-British intelligence officer Christopher Steele to author and compile the unverified Steele dossier, completely unverified and salacious, that was then used to spy on Donald Trump. But this predates this. I actually think these are different chapters, and we have to be very careful and disciplined in the way we talk about this. And so Russia calls up John Brennan, who runs the Central Intelligence Agency, the international spy operation of the United States government. Remember, they have no domestic they're not supposed to have any domestic operations. It's supposed to be all foreign. Russia calls up Brennan and says, yo, Hillary Clinton is trying to do some really bad stuff between our two countries and say that Donald Trump's working with us illegally. Just wanted to put this on your radar. According to the declassifications, then Brennan goes to Obama and briefs Brennan that Hillary Clinton is doing this. And so it's not totally clear what happens after that for a couple weeks, because then all of a sudden we have the Peter Strzok text messages, and we'll build that out as well. So there's one of two scenarios here. One, that Obama is the architect of all of this and Hillary Clinton was just following Obama's marching orders. Or a much more likely scenario, and this is something that I think that we should entertain, and this only leads to the argument that we need more investigations into this, is that Hillary Clinton was kind of doing her own thing without looping Barack Obama into it. That Hillary Clinton and the Clinton political machine, they don't actually get along very well with the Barack Obama political machine. Remember back to 2008 when Obama ran for president as a surprise candidate as a junior senator of Illinois, starting with 1% in the polls and skyrocketed to defeat the heir apparent nominee, then Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton wanted to be president back in 2008. a lot more than she wanted to be president, even in 2016. I don't know if you could say that. She always wanted to be president. All she wants is power. But the Obamas and the Clintons have never gotten along, ever. And so I think it's actually a lot more likely that Hillary Clinton and her certain allies in the government were working in tandem. And one of those allies, I believe, is Peter Strzok. Remember, it's Peter Strzok that took the interview of Hillary Clinton for her missing emails. It's Peter Strzok who served 22 years in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. In fact, under what president did Peter Strzok get his start at the FBI? What president did Peter Strzok begin working for? Bill Clinton. Peter Strzok got his start working for Bill Clinton 24 years ago, which would have landed nicely right towards the later part of the second term of Bill Clinton. So Strzok has proven himself to be a Clinton loyalist. And I'm not yet convinced Obama was totally cued in on this portion of it at this time. I'm going to build out that argument. I'm not saying Obama is innocent here. In fact, I think Obama was very involved in phase two. But phase one, it feels as if this was Hillary Clinton doing a real-time CYA, her trying to throw a grenade of smokescreen, distract from her emails so that she can get elected. And the Russian government, understand, the Russian government was trying to make good with the U.S. government because they thought this was about to be the president of the United States. They were saying, like, hey, Hillary's probably going to win. We want diplomatic ties with you. What are you doing? Why is she sowing this discord? And they did this out of desperation. In our fast-paced world, it's tough to make reading a priority, at least it used to be. A new app called Thinker, T-H-I-N-K-R, has solved that problem by summarizing the key ideas from new and noteworthy nonfiction, giving you access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. We talk about learning all the time. Learning leads to a reawakening. Learn as much as you can every day. Reader, listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, including old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, to recent bestsellers like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. If you want to challenge your perceptions, expand your horizons, and become a better thinker, go to thinker.org/Charlie. That's thinker.org/Charlie to start an extended free trial and put your mind in motion. I love Thinker, and you will too. thinker.org/Charlie. And so Peter Strzok then, 5 days after Peter Strzok being the top level of the Federal Bureau of Investigation with his lover, Lisa Page, we have all those text messages from him, thank goodness, those are the ones that they weren't able to delete, say that 5 days after then Peter Strzok talks with his lover, Lisa Page, and she says, we're not going to let him become president, right? And he says, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Now, remember, Peter Strzok was in charge of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Peter Strzok has always been known as a Russia hawk and a spy catcher. Peter Strzok is kind of the fixer of the most corrupt element of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. When they need something done, they send in Peter. Peter then served under the Mueller team until the Strzok-Page text messages came out and they fired him from there. And Strzok, of course, has been in the Bureau since Bill Clinton became president. It's where he got his start in a lot of different ways. He's a Clinton loyalist. And so Russia was raising alarms because they wanted a relationship with the incoming president, what they thought would be the incoming president, Hillary Clinton. And Barack Obama gets briefed on it. We don't really know what Obama did after that. We don't. What I think is likely, though, is that Obama probably told Brennan to CYA, to kind of cover yourself here. So then Brennan sends a memo to James Comey, the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Here's what gets really interesting. This memorandum contains sensitive information that could be source revealing. It could be handled with particular attention to compartmentation and need to know. To avoid the possible compromise of the source and any investigative action taken in response to the information below should be coordinated in advance with Chief Counterintelligence Mission Center Legal. The memo, which was sent to Comey and who? Peter Strzok. It may not be used in any legal proceeding, including FISA applications without prior approval. Per FBI verbal request, the CIA provides the below examples of information the Crossfire Hurricane Fusion Cell has gleaned to date. In the memo, it says, in exchange discussing U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning Donald Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server. This is what the agency sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So then, James Comey's under oath. Recently, Lindsey Graham asked the correct questions. And they asked this to James Comey. You don't remember getting an investigatory lead from the intelligence community? September 7th, 2016, U.S. intelligence officials forwarded an investigative referral to James Comey and Strzok regarding Clinton's approval of a plan, Trump as a means of distraction. Comey says, that doesn't ring any bells for me. I don't know. I wrote a whole book detailing times, dates, temperatures, how food tasted, what people were wearing, what they smelled like. But a memo sent to me that says that Hillary Clinton was trying to... I don't remember any of that stuff. Mr. Comey, you wrote a whole book that is more detailed than what I would have done yesterday. And yet you don't remember. Mind you, these guys are all trained to just say they have memory loss because that is neither a lie nor it is. It's not a lie or it's true, meaning that you can't be perjured when you say you have memory loss. It doesn't ring any bells for me. I'm sure that his attorneys gave him an entire cheat sheet of all the ways he can say he has memory loss. Doesn't really register in the chasm. He probably has all these one-liners waiting for him written on his computer screen as he was Skyping in. All the different ways he can say he has memory loss. It's like 100 different ways. It's like a bingo card. That one. I don't know. The system's not working the way it should today. Doesn't really register. How many different ways can you say you don't remember if you ran the bureau? But here's a legitimate question. Why wasn't any of this stuff included in the Mueller report? Why, when Bob Mueller did his expensive, long, intrusive investigation into President Donald Trump and Paul Manafort and Roger Stone and George Papadopoulos, the most aggressive special counsel that we have seen with indictments unrelated to Russian connections, if the whole thing was about Russian collusion, why not any sort of mention in the Mueller report that Brennan received intelligence that he acted on with a meeting with Obama, which is enough to warrant eyebrows being raised. But even more than that, they sent a memo to the Bureau. They said to Comey and Strzok, yo, look into this. This is a problem. And that's where my theory starts to be proven true. And it runs a little contrary to some of the narratives that have been out there publicly. I'm not convinced that every single one of these people was equally in on it at the same time. I think eventually they all kind of coordinated. But I think there was probably two camps here. I think you have the Clinton camp and the Obama camp. And I think the Clinton camp definitely consisted of Peter Strzok, no doubt. I think Peter Strzok was the muscle or the enforcement arm of the Hillary Clinton deep state. I think Obama thought that none of this stuff was necessary. He probably told Hillary, just win. What are you doing all this stuff for? And he likely told Brennan, please send this to the FBI so that we can cover our tracks. And then something probably even more unexpected happened, is that Donald Trump then won. And that's where things really started to unravel. Obama probably swatted Hillary Clinton away and said, stop this, just win, and then we'll cover this stuff up later. You understand, Obama's a very calculating Chicago machine politician. He's very Hegelian in nature. What do I mean by that? He looks to the long term. He looks to the process. He tries to believe that everything are intervals of history, trying to have that slow march towards an inevitable aim. Hillary Clinton's the opposite. She's a power-hungry, self-interested narcissist. And I'm using very nice words. So then Trump won. And then cooler heads did not prevail. Then it became a fire alarm. And Obama lost complete control of his government and was probably involved in it at this point, marginally from an extended view. But then as soon as Trump won, the dogs were released. The flood began. Every single person that had access to power then started to use that power. FISA court applications, Steele dossiers, what do we have? Whatever it is, go after the orange man now. And some people call it Trump derangement syndrome. I don't like that term. But it was definitely pathological in nature. And so then Brennan, Clapper, Comey, all these people were scurrying in their own direction to try to destroy Donald Trump once he wins the election. Now, mind you, you understand the only reason we know about all this stuff is because Donald Trump won. You understand that if Trump lost, none of this stuff would have been revealed about the inner workings at the highest levels of our government to destroy an innocent man. And so then I think something very interesting happened. Comey signs off in one way or the other on the FISA warrant. Strzok is involved in that. Andrew McCabe is involved in that. They spy on Trump using the salacious dossier, the Steele dossier, which was concocted originally, now that we know, by Hillary Clinton trying to distract from her emails. That's the missing piece that we have been from the last couple of years. We've always wondered, why did Hillary do this? Why did Hillary spend $2 million of her campaign money to this law firm, to the Steele dossier? It's because Hillary Clinton was feeling the heat. That's why. Because Hillary Clinton was feeling the legal pressure that a grand jury might indict her right before an election on her emails. And she needed cover fire. She needed a bigger, sexier story that would distract away from her crimes. And she found it in a rumor-filled narrative on Russia. And then it gets to Obama's desk, and we don't know what Obama did at that moment. I don't think Obama likes losing future power. I don't think he likes the capacity of his legacy being ruined. And if I were to conjecture a guess, Obama probably said to Hillary, "What on earth is this garbage are you doing? How about you go visit Wisconsin like I did and win the election instead of funding some sort of Tom Clancy spy novel?" And then Trump won, and then things started to unravel. And then there's that famous Oval Office meeting. We'll get the exact date of that. Where it was a all-hands-on-deck meeting. Intelligence officers were there. It was Comey was there. Biden was there. Powers was there. Rice was there. I might be missing one person or including one person that wasn't there. But it was all-hands-on-deck meeting in January. And Obama was running that meeting. It was January 5th, 15 days, 2 weeks before Trump becomes president, where it was just everyone there. And at that moment, Obama became as guilty as the rest of them. And I'm just conjecturing here. And by the way, we may never know what happens with all this stuff. Just so you know, people say, we have to get to the bottom of this. They probably covered their tracks at this point, just so you know. And that's what that meeting was all about. That meeting in early January was probably Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama saying, "Tell us everything and we're going to tell you how to fix it because you're all a bunch of morons." Peter Strzok going out and doing text message, all this stuff. And at that moment, 2 weeks before, they launched what would be the beginning of the Mueller investigation. So all of this culminated in an Oval Office meeting where Barack Obama had an all-hands-on-deck meeting on January 5th, 2 weeks before the president got sworn in, President Donald Trump did. And at that moment, I think Barack Obama realized that he had a problem. I think Barack Obama is actually lazier than we give him credit for. I think Barack Obama delegated a lot of the White House duties to his enforcers, Valerie Jarrett being one of them. Used to be Rahm Emanuel when he was chief of staff before he decided to go destroy Chicago. And so then he has an all-hands-on-deck meeting. Biden was there. Comey was there. Valerie Jarrett was there. Susan Rice was there. And Obama, and probably more Jarrett than Obama, they realized and recognized that in 2 weeks, a different administration is going to have access to all these documents, and a lot of people may go to jail. So at that moment, Barack Obama did not just become aware, he became the leader of this entire disinformation campaign that started with Hillary Clinton 7 months ago. Because Obama realized that Hillary was not going to be president anytime soon, but he was stuck with Hillary Clinton's mess that was allowed to grow, spy on Trump. And at that moment, Obama probably said, tell me everything. And they probably didn't even tell him everything. They said, well, there was this spy, Christopher Steele, FISA warrant. And Obama probably said, you guys went through with that? You guys spied on him? And whether Obama knew or not, I actually think he probably did. But then when Obama probably saw the entire picture, he recognized and realized that if the incoming administration was even half organized, people were going to jail. And then he started to give marching orders. Again, this is just conjecture, but this is just an analysis of human behavior in rational thought, looking at what we know and putting the pieces together. And he started to give marching orders. And then the meeting winnowed down. It was Biden, Comey, and Obama. And Obama probably went through the list and said, what can we do to play offense before they come after us? And Obama warned Donald Trump about two things in his transition meeting. Kim Jong-un and Michael Flynn. Obama hated Michael Flynn at a deep personal level. Probably because he appointed Michael Flynn. He's like, how could anyone dare go against me? The narcissism, egotistical Barack Obama. How could anyone in the military go against me? And then Joe Biden in the corner of the room, probably sucking on a Werther's original, wakes up from a nap. So, Logan Act. How about that one? I remember that. Logan Act. And Obama and James Comey said, oh, yeah, thanks, Joe. And then he goes back to sleep. And then they launch a plan. And James Comey and Obama probably discussed sending in the muscle, sending in the enforcer, Peter Strzok. The same Peter Strzok that investigated Hillary Clinton and exonerated her on the emails. The same Peter Strzok that was with the lover talking about destroying Donald Trump and never allowing him to become president. Then Obama gave the true marching orders. Because Brennan, Clapper, all the rest of them were going to start going on television and becoming apparatchiks for Russian disinformation about whatever half evidence that they have, not even true evidence, but just things on the periphery that could be cable news smokescreen. So then Obama and Comey probably launched a plan. In fact, we almost know this for certain, where we're struck 10 days after Trump gets sworn in. Strzok shows up at the White House unannounced. And we know it because of his 302s. He says, we have to go get Michael Flynn. We know this. And he says, we have to go get Michael Flynn. And the fact that Michael Flynn is still fighting for his legal life is a disgrace that every single person listening to this should anger you. It really should. And so Strzok goes into the White House, entraps Flynn, and gets him. And if you kind of look at the sequence of events where things started to go in the wrong direction in the first 6 months of the Trump presidency, it was as soon as they got Flynn. That's when things started to unravel. And Obama's true coup started to play out. And then the wheels started to fall off. Not literally, but you understand what I mean, going in the direction of this Russian collusion narrative. All of it was originally cleaning up Hillary Clinton's mess. If I was Barack Obama, I'd be so upset at her. I'd say, you understand what I've done to try to clean up your mess? Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it's hard to find the right workout program and stick to it. Look, I travel a lot. We do a couple hours of radio. We do podcasting, speaking, raising money, all sorts of different things. I like Fitbod for a reason. It keeps me on schedule. Fitbod is a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. Fitbod's algorithm factors in your goals, experience level equipment, workout duration, muscle recovery to intelligently craft the perfect total body workout just for you. The app is really easy to use. They've invested serious money into the user interface, and I can tell you Fitbod combines the knowledge of fitness pros with a powerful machine learning algorithm to give you a workout program that maximizes your results. No equipment, no worries. Fitbod has a body weight routine for those looking to get fit at home or on the go. Get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/Kirk. Try Fitbod for free for 1 month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/Kirk. Fitbod.me/Kirk. Brennan, Obama, Comey, all of them are getting caught in real time only because President Donald Trump won. If it wasn't for President Trump, none of their deep state shenanigans ever would have been exposed. Peter Strzok is probably the centerpiece of all of this. The more hours I spend poring over these documents, talking to my sources within former law enforcement and in the White House, the more that I have come to the conclusion that Peter Strzok, that smirking person, let's just keep it nice, is the centerpiece of all of the plots and plans of the Hillary Clinton cover-up, the Russian collusion narrative and smokescreen. It's Peter Strzok that deserves more than anyone else to be held accountable because he knows almost everything, and his text messages show that. We won't let that happen. We just briefed it in Andy McCabe's office. How is it that the same person, he's kind of like the Forrest Gump of inner deep state criminality. Everything that is illegal leads back to him. He just keeps showing up. You know, committing crimes is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get unless it's Peter Strzok, because he'll probably be the one doing the crime. So Peter Strzok, he's the one that investigated Hillary Clinton on the emails and exonerated her. He's the one that says clearly in text messages with his lover, Lisa Page, as he was having an affair with her, that he would never let Donald Trump become president. He's the one that got the referral from the Central Intelligence Agency that Hillary Clinton was sowing discord of disinformation to distract from the email investigation that he investigated. It is Peter Strzok that then was the lead desk of the Russia investigation. And then it was Peter Strzok who then marches into the White House to go entrap Michael Flynn. Not my words, his words. He put it into 302s while Michael Flynn is still fighting for his life. Let's do a little recap session, though. Let's just listen to what Peter Strzok had to say in front of Congress, because he did testify, and how this all ties together. Play tape.
Texts. Like many people, I had and expressed personal political opinions during an extraordinary presidential election. Many contained expressions of concern for the security of our country, opinions that were not always expressed in terms I'm proud of. But having worked in national security for 2 decades and proudly served in the U.S. Army, those opinions were expressed out of deep patriotism and an unyielding belief in our great American democracy.
Just pause that right there. I want to read that, the rare moment of news from the conspiracy news network, CNN. Led FBI probe into Clinton email server and exonerated her. Worked on the Russia probe under Bob Mueller. So he was part of the Mueller investigation. He was part of the email investigation. He was the one that entrapped Michael Flynn. This guy is the enforcer of the most malevolent deep state wishes of the Clinton machine and parts of the Obama machine. Daryl Issa, who's now running for Congress again in Southern California, had probably one of the best moments that I have seen making Peter Strzok read back his text messages. Now, before we play that tape, Peter Strzok said it was all out of great patriotism. Oh, really? Let me read one of these text messages from Strzok, and then I want you to hear him reading back his own messages. By the way, Peter Strzok, who's still under no criminal indictments, Peter Strzok that is still under, from what we know right now, no grand jury has been impaneled to try to indict Peter Strzok. It's getting late in the election season, isn't it? I thought we were promised indictments I thought John Durham was supposed to be coming. We're now less than 4 weeks away from an election, and Bill Barr said himself that he's not going to interfere with the election. I've been long saying that these people will probably never go to jail. Here's what he said. It's all about deep patriotism. Oh, really? Lisa Page, the lover. Donald Trump's not going to become president, right? Peter Strzok replies, no. No, he's not. We'll stop it. Now, mind you, this is not a TSA agent that is expressing their political opinion. It's not someone that works at the Department of Agriculture. It's not the secretary of the building of the Department of Transportation. This is the top levels of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He has so much power, he can fill out a document, submit it for a surveillance warrant, and just go spy on somebody. He has so much power that when he picks up a phone to a reporter as an unnamed source, it'll be in the front page 1A of the New York Times. This guy is not some sort of leg patter at Los Angeles International Airport. Like, oh, he expressed his personal opinion. Oh, really? We'll stop it? This is the closest that anybody would have to election interference. Listen to him talking and reciting back his text messages to Daryl Issa.
Okay, so in front of you have a one sheet of paper that was presented to you a few minutes ago. And I'm going to just go to a date and then ask you to read your own words. March 4th, 2016.
You want me to read this?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. OMG, he's an idiot.
May 4th, 2016.
Now the pressure really starts to finish MYE.
July 19th, 2016.
Hi, how is Trump other than a douche? Melania?
July 21st, 2016.
Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be.
That is Peter Strzok reading back his own text messages. And it gets worse. There's an entire play of just the text messages being read back and forth to each other. Yeah, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andy McCabe, a couple of them are being paid by some of the cable networks to go on TV and talk about how awful Donald Trump is while they were actually launching the intergovernmental coup. And here's the news that a lot of you are not going to like. Almost all of these people will never be held accountable for this. For a couple reasons. It's because of that Oval Office meeting that Barack Obama held in his right on January 5th. Barack Obama put out the fire. Barack Obama saw exactly what all these self-interested, emotionally driven, pathological, power-hungry sycophants did. And Obama launched a counteroffensive. Obama saved all of these guys' lives, every single one of them. Strzok, Page, Brennan, Clapper, Comey. And Obama probably saved his own self. And people say, well, Durham is coming. We are now 4 weeks out from the election. Here's what's going to happen. If Trump loses and there's indictments after the election, Biden will instruct his attorney general to drop all of those charges as soon as he becomes president because he'll say they're political in nature. If Trump wins, that is the only chance that the indictments post-election will have any sort of semblance to justice. But explain to me how Peter Strzok is allowed to do this without being held accountable. And the reason, and Hillary Clinton as well should be in jail. By the way, Hillary Clinton should have been under FISA surveillance, not Donald Trump. And Hillary Clinton, probably not even informing Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was probably hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein when all this stuff was happening. Hillary Clinton was probably launching all these plans, and Bill Clinton probably got back suntanned from Epstein Island in October. And that's when Bill Clinton famously kind of came out and said, wait a second, you're not visiting Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. You're launching these counterintelligence investigations. It's like, I know I've been spending a lot of time on Lolita Express, but my goodness, this is getting out of control. And it is Obama and his entire government that most likely will make sure that none of these people ever go to jail. Call me cynical. I'm realistic. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we work to make our kids love America again, go to tpusa.com, TPUSA.com. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless you. Talk to you soon.